Saturday at 11 o'clock Central on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we don't have any questions, if you could take a minute to comment on your team as you enter the Alabama game on Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to playing the best team in the country on Saturday. So explosive on offense. They're big, physical, powerful offensive line, as good as I've ever seen in college football. Defensively, they've got Nick Coach Saban all over them. I've been playing in Alabama for a long time, and they're big, physical, run to the football, good in the front level, good at linebacker and the secondary, very, very skilled returners, and they're a really good football team. We're excited to see where our football team is at this point in time in the season against the best team in the country.
First up, we have Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, I'm wondering how Felipe has looked in practice this week and if you feel good about his chances to play, and maybe could there be some splitting of time between him and KJ this week?
Well, we're still, Felipe has practiced, and we're still working to see how he's feeling. He's done a nice job of practicing. He's not 100%. And so we're going to continue, obviously, to practice today. Tomorrow, they'll give time for him to heal up a little bit more, and then we'll make a decision game time what we're going to do at the quarterback position. Is there potential for us to play both of them? The answer would be yes, assuming that Felipe can play. Obviously, if Felipe can't play, then that answer would be no.
Gotcha. And I'm wondering, what have you seen from the defensive response this week from the performance at Missouri? And if you're not able to play Grant Morgan, just how things will fall into place with defense?
Well, Grant's a leader for us. Obviously, he has not been able to practice yet at this time as of yesterday. We have a lot of confidence in Hayden Henry and Andrew Parker and those guys. So they've been practicing this week. And so I think we'll be fine there, regardless of whether he plays or whether he doesn't. We lose a lot of tackles and lose leadership. You certainly don't want that to happen. But if he's not able to play, well, then we've obviously recruited other linebackers. We'll go in there. And I know they'll play hard. Defensively, I thought we were, it's kind of ironic, I thought that we were over the Missouri loss on Monday. We tried to put it behind us. I thought we had a very good practice, a spirited practice. However, yesterday, for whatever reason, I didn't feel like the practice was very good. Certainly, we addressed it with our coaching staff and our players, and I'm anticipating a very good practice today. But certainly, you can't let one loss turn into two. You can't let one win turn into a loss because you pat yourself on the back. So we've got to get over it. I think we have. We better, because we're playing a really, really good football team on Saturday.
Next is Gentry Estes of the Tennessee.
Yeah, hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about one of your former players in Isaiah Wilson. What stands out to you most from your time with Isaiah? And have you kept in contact with him during what's been a little bit of a rough rookie season for him in the NFL?
Yeah, I've talked back and forth with Isaiah. Obviously, this season hasn't gone quite as well as it probably should have, and he's certainly had things to do with that himself, but for me, he played more snaps than anybody else on the O-line. He's very tough, very consistent, and I think this is a little bit out of character, and I hope and pray that he's getting turned around, because I think he'll have a lot of value in the NFL, and he just got off to a rocky start, and he can fix that, and I believe will.
When you have talked to him, I mean, what's kind of been your message? You know, given there's been a lot of transition for him, in addition to, you know, COVID year and everything else has kind of gone into this.
Well, I'd like to keep that between us, but the general conversation was, you know, you're a grown man, you get making grown man wages, and you have responsibilities, and you certainly have to abide by all the responsibilities you have, and I'm sure that he'll get that done.
Thanks, guys.
Next is Brooks Cabina, the Attic.
Hey, I was curious about, roster management. I've been talking to some of the other coaches about this going into this offseason. I know it's a different year, and you get a chance to maybe ask some seniors to come back, but it kind of brings that idea of 85 only on a team and only 25 initial scholarships. I mean, now that you're kind of putting that all together, I'm wondering what your perspective is on, I don't know, maybe how things can become better, and is there other things that need to change to maybe make it more able for to build back up to 85?
Well, I think more than ever, coaches have to certainly communicate with each and every player on their football team. Some kids develop later than others, and we know we're in the SEC, so all of our players are good players on everybody's team. Some may have better players than others, but every one of them, if they received a scholarship in the SEC out of high school, they were fine football players. That's just the bottom line. So, you know, keep roster management. You have to keep your players. And to do that, you certainly have to have communication with them. You have to be honest with them of where they're sitting on the depth chart, where they can move up on the depth chart. Because the bottom line is you don't have to worry about roster management if you're not losing players. And so that's my perspective on it. Obviously, if you know, the 25 rule, maybe you look into different every other year or something of that nature, you take that 25 to 28, or whatever it may be. But I think every team in the nation is going to be under roster at 85 if you get the one-time transfer rule. And I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I haven't thought about it enough yet. But I do know this: if you lose a player and you don't get to replace him, then your roster is going to certainly go down.
Thank you.
Hey Sam, how you doing? In studying up on Alabama, I just wonder specifically what impressed you about Mac Jones.
He doesn't throw it to the other team. He manages the game. I mean, the guy is a winner. I mean, you can just feel it. You can feel it through the film. His team believes in him big time. He can make every throw. He can run when he needs to. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He runs the offense. There's a reason why he's in the finals for the Heisman. But to me, he's the epitome of a team leader, quarterback that everybody would like to have, because of the way, and he seems like a really humble person and always giving everybody else the credit and things of that nature. To me, he's a perfect type personality and athlete that anybody would love to have as a quarterback on their team.
And obviously, I know you'd love to have Felipe back if possible Saturday, but considering how KJ played up there, how much better does that make you feel if he's got to be the guy against Alabama?
Well, I had a lot of confidence in KJ going in, obviously, into the Missouri game, because we had seen him practice with the ones the entire week. So we've always had KJ confidence. However, Felipe was playing very well also. So the decision is going to be made certainly on Felipe's health and how he is and can he play in the game. And then, yes, then he's going to play. And no, then KJ will play. And if Felipe plays, will KJ have an opportunity to play? Absolutely. So we'll just have to wait and continue to see. But does it make you feel any better? Probably not, because we felt like KJ was a really good player, and we knew what we have and know what we have going into the Alabama game with both quarterbacks, assuming Felipe can play.
Thanks. Coach, I'll finish you up with Steve Moulton, WDBN.
Hey, Coach. Certainly hope you're doing well. Can't help that you've already mentioned in your comments about Alabama's offensive line and certainly Mac Jones, but what have you seen film study-wise on Devontae Smith, and what makes him so dynamic, Coach?
Well, he's fast. He can catch anything close near to him. Man, he breaks out of routes. You know, and then when he gets the ball in his hand, you better be close to him because he's hard to get on the ground. But he loves to play the game. You can tell it. And certainly a wonderful athlete. I love the way that he leads on tape. He brings energy to his team. And, you know, is certainly an All-American guy. I've been very, very, very impressed with him.
Just for full disclosure, I'm a Heisman Trophy voter. I'm curious if you're a Heisman Trophy voter, who's the best player on Alabama, and who would you be voting for the Heisman?
Well, I'm not a Heisman Trophy. I don't think they ask a first-year online coach, head coach, to do it. But I'm not. If I was going to vote for the Heisman for Alabama, I'd vote their entire offensive line.
Fair enough. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you.
Go off.